Hey guys, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. The late, great Miles Munro said that leadership is born only when toleration ends. He said vision is more important than leadership because where you are going is better than where you are now. And one of the things that makes me angry, in inverted commas, is when people talk about the gospel, but they don't describe what gospel they mean. For some of us, the gospel is an ethereal concept. We don't really know what it means. It's just the good news. It's the good news about Jesus. It's the good news about salvation. But the problem is, and this is what makes me angry in inverted commas, is that Jesus Christ preached a very specific gospel. It's gospel that Joe Biden won the US election for some people. That's good news. It's good news that Joe Biden is the president-elect. For other people, it's good news that Donald Trump is fighting to overthrow that election result. So the good news can be anything to any people. Paul is writing in the New Testament about his gospel and saying that there have been these other gospels that have found their way into the church. And so we need to go back to Jesus' words. And this is really where the Christian life becomes maturity. There's so much noise. There are so many different denominations, different churches. Now there's a time of offenses coming. And the only thing that can really save you, the only thing that can really help you, the only thing that can really make you grow is being based on the Word of God. And Jesus Christ said, he said, it's for this reason that I was born, to bring a kingdom. And the gospel, the very specific gospel that Jesus preached, was the gospel of the kingdom of God. And so Jesus Christ commanded the 72 disciples whom he gave authority to go and to tell people that the kingdom of heaven has come. The gospel is the good news of the arrival of a kingdom. I said the gospel is the good news of the arrival of the kingdom of God. And so Jesus Christ is the King of the kingdom of God, and he only ever spoke about the kingdom of God. And so that has got to be the message that we preach. Miles Munro said, you will never change what you tolerate. Contentment will stop you. And so the answer for leadership is to become angry. So for me, I'm angry. Why? Because the gospel of salvation, the gospel of escapism, is robbing from the people of God. The gospel of salvation, the gospel of going to church, the gospel of any other good news is all going to be less than the kingdom of God. The good news of the kingdom is that you are the children of God, the sons of God. You've inherited the earth. You are called to rule and to reign. You have power and authority. Jesus came to raise up many sons to glory. Glory means fullness. The Bible says in Romans that many have fallen short of the glory of God. It doesn't say that many have sinned. It says that many have fallen short of the glory. So what did we fall short of? We fell short of glory. I said we fell short of glory. Glory is fullness. Jesus Christ in us is the hope of glory, the hope of fullness. So if your gospel is the gospel of salvation, then it's a selfish gospel. It's about you getting to heaven. It's about your personal sins getting forgiven. But if your gospel is the true, specific gospel of the kingdom of God, then you are taking ownership of the earth. It's a totally different relationship. You're not looking for an escape. You're not looking for a way out. You're not looking for God to rescue you. You're not looking for a ticket to heaven. You are taking dominion. You are taking responsibility for the earth. You are praying for your city. You are ruling. You've got to remember the good news of the kingdom of God, the very specific good news of the kingdom, is an action. It's not only a message of words, it's a message of power. So Jesus Christ never separated the words from the power. He never separated the message from the works. James said, faith without works is dead. Paul said, I did not come with wise sounding words, as a cloud without rain, as a whitewashed tomb, as a form of godliness without its power. No, I came with power. Power in the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for the way that I was saved. No one invited me to church. No one put a letter in my letterbox. I was powerfully saved by God. He personally ripped me out of the kingdom of darkness and shoved me into the kingdom of light with my permission. And I experienced the power. I experienced the joy. I experienced healing. I experienced deliverance. I got off all my medication. It was amazing. And so the good news of the kingdom is part message and part power. The good news of the kingdom is part message and part power. So when you share your testimony, you are sharing revelation. When you share your testimony, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when you share your testimony, when you tell people the message of the kingdom of God, why don't you also lay hands on the sick and see them recover? Why don't you also tell them that God wants to heal them? God wants to do something in their life. We can talk about our position in Christ. I can meet you as a non-Christian and say, you know, Matthew chapter this, Mark chapter that says that, you know, God loves you. God for so for loved the world that he gave his only son. You know, that I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's true positionally, but relationship is more powerful because I'm sharing my testimony. I'm saying I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. God healed me of Tourette's. God healed me of medication. God got me off medication. When I met God, I was an F student being expelled from the school. Within a few months, I was an A-plus student, and I found myself at university healed with no medication, and look where I am today. So God is the God of miracles. The gospel is a specific message that includes the demonstration of the power of God. The good news of the kingdom of God is the specific message that Jesus Christ preached. Have a look at every parable was about the kingdom. Every time Jesus said, repent, it was for the kingdom of heaven has arrived. And so don't share the good news of salvation. Don't rob people. If you're a pastor, if you're a preacher, if you're a church, please be specific. It's not legalistic. It's very important. Our words are very important. It's not a ticket into heaven. We're not escaping. Jesus was the door. Jesus was the gate. Jesus had to die for our sins. It's true. Paul's gospel is that Jesus Christ was born, that he died, that he rose again, and that he's coming back. That's true. That is what gives us resurrection life. That is what gets us saved. That's what gets us into the kingdom of heaven. But then the kingdom of heaven is a much broader place than just salvation. Jesus Christ said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he told us to go and to teach people to obey all that he commanded. The gospel of the kingdom is very different to the gospel of coming to church. Coming to church is all about love and acceptance. But Jesus said, "I came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword." That is a kingdom message. You see, if you want to fill the seats in your church, then you're going to want to speak about a good news of salvation. You're going to want to speak about a good news of church. But unfortunately, that's not the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said, "I'm going to turn a mother against her daughter, a father against father against his son-in-law," and all these other things. So the kingdom brings division. A kingdom is at hand. A kingdom causes you to have to choose. And so we are witnesses of the kingdom of God. We are witnesses of Jesus Christ because we are the evidence. We're not just witnesses because of our words. We are witnesses because we exist. And so you and I are a living letter. That's why it's so important to understand that there's a difference between the message of the kingdom of God and the message of just church or Christianity or your sins being forgiven. Those things are also good news, but they're not the good news that Jesus preached. When he sent the 72 to the villages in his name and gave them authority, he said, "Go and tell the villages this: the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven has arrived." That's the message, but it is in partnership with activity. It's in partnership with love and with power. And so it's really important that we understand that the true, specific good news that Jesus Christ preached is the message of the kingdom of God and the demonstration that the kingdom of God exists. And so we must hold ourselves accountable to the true message of the kingdom of God. The Spirit of God is going to burst forth out of you. You are a living letter. Will you open that letter? Will you let people see you? Jesus said it this way. He said, "You don't hide a lamp under a table." No, it's a city on a hill, cannot be hidden. And so you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. People taste you. When you go to work, when you go to the shops, and when you go home, you are the fragrance of Christ. You are the fragrance of salvation to those who are being saved. But you smell bad. You're the smell of death. You're the smell of judgment to those who aren't believing in Jesus Christ. No wonder they don't want to be around you, because you're a witness. So why don't you and I pray that God would empower us with a demonstration? Isn't that what you want? I want it. I want to demonstrate the kingdom. I want to be a witness. I want to be a living letter. I want my spirit man to explode and burst forth out of me, for people to feel God, for people to experience God, for their prayers to be answered, and for me to be able to show them the kingdom of God is at hand. So, Father, we want to thank you right now for your kingdom. Your kingdom is real. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You've established it on the throne of David forever and ever. It is a kingdom of justice. It is a kingdom of peace. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We're so happy to be in your kingdom. We thank you that we receive all things. We know all things by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may you break open out of our lives, Lord. May you break through our lives. May you move through our soul and our mind and our will and our emotion. May every hindrance be removed right now in Jesus' name. Open up, all ye gates. Let the King of glory come in. God, we say we open our gates. We lift up our gates. We open our mind gate, our ear gate, our mouth gate. We open our lives to let the King of glory come in. We, Lord, help us to change, Lord, and praise and thank you. Help us to be renewed in our minds. Help us to be equipped for every good work. Help us to connect with other Christians who are demonstrating the kingdom and power. Help us to run from ungodliness. Help us to run away from those who are a form of godliness. Jesus, help us not even eat with people, God, who you don't want us to eat with. God, may we be free to demonstrate your kingdom in power. Whatever it is inside of us that slows us down, that causes us not to share our faith, that causes us to be afraid or to hide under our soul. No, our spirit man is awake today. We give you permission and we ask you, Father, to wake us up. Wake up our spirit man. May we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Lord, you make a straight path for us. There's a highway of holiness. You know, I feel like God's going to help you and I have a straight path. You know, there's going to be disciplines. There's going to be maybe prayer, maybe fasting, maybe a change of environment. But the Lord is going to meet with you. He's going to answer your prayer tonight. He's going to put you in a place where you can be poured out. Listen, if we're going to believe this thing, we might as well do it. And if we're going to do it, we might as well do it with all of our heart. Because if we believe this thing, then we're already dead. And if we're dead, we can't die again. We will live forever. So let's bring glory to God. It's only right here on this earth that we can bring glory to God by choosing. You know, I can find $10 on the ground and God, I can choose to give that away. But when I'm dead, when I'm in heaven, when I'm risen again with Jesus, when he comes back, I can't do that. It'll be too late. This is a special opportunity to take people, in a sense, take people with us to heaven, to mentor them in the kingdom of God, to demonstrate the kingdom of God, to lead them to Christ, and to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's make a decision today that is why we're alive. We are alive to not only seek first the kingdom of God in terms of understanding, not only to seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, in terms of priority, but to seek first the increase of his government, because the government on his shoulders will increase and there will be no end. So you and I are here to increase his government. You and I are here to expand his borders. You and I are here to expand the territory of the kingdom of God in the hearts of men and women. That is how the kingdom expands. The kingdom is seed. The seed is Jesus. The Holy Spirit fills that person who receives the word of the seed of Jesus from your mouth. He fills that person and then they speak the same word. The late, great Miles Munro, Dr. Miles Munro, Order of the British Empire, pastor and an apostle from the Bahamas said that a tree never delivers its fruit. People come to the tree to get the fruit. And what he's saying is people want the kingdom. It's not you. You're the tree, you know. I mean, Jesus is the tree and we're the branches. But what he's saying as an analogy is that, you know, whether you're tall or short, whether you're skinny or fat, you are bearing fruit. And people want the fruit. They want the gift that is in you. They don't really want you. You know, when when people go and listen to Benny Hinn, they want his fruit. They want the miracles. They want his gift. They don't really want Benny, you know, that they probably don't really know him. They may not even like him if they really got to know him. And same with Billy Graham. You know, it was the gift, it was the fruit that the people came for. They came because of what they were carrying. And so you and I can take a little bit less of an audit of ourselves and realize that we are carrying Jesus. We are carrying the fruit. We give the fruit away. People are going to be attracted to the kingdom and the seed that you are carrying, and they are going to bear much fruit. So we just want to thank you, Father, for the seed of the kingdom that we're carrying now that we understand the message, now that we understand that it comes with signs and wonders and miracles following. God, you confirm the words. We can stop looking at ourselves so much and start looking at Jesus as we give you away, as we explain the kingdom, as we demonstrate the kingdom in power, in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Do it, Lord. Do it. We're ready. We're available. In Jesus' name, amen.